Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We welcome on Congressman Brian Higgins. House set to vote on that stimulus package today. What are you expecting to happen today?
I expect the House will approve a $2.2 trillion survival package that will help people with the essentials that they need to stay healthy and to stay alive. This is very important. We have a $22.4 trillion economy. 70% of it is consumption, but people are not spending now because a lot of people are out of work. So there's no spending, no demand, and therefore no growth. Just to highlight this, in terms of unemployment claims, at the end of the week, March 14th, there were 282,000 jobless claims. 1 week later, 7 days later, there were 3.3 million, which just shows you the severity of the economic contraction caused by an acute public health crisis.
This has been described, as some people, despite it being $2 trillion, as something that it's maybe less of a stimulus moving forward, as something just to keep the economy alive right now in a time when there's so many people not working.
Yeah, that's right. Well, first and foremost, I know you had Mark Sullivan on earlier, who's doing a great job at Catholic Health. There's $180 billion for hospitals for things like the personal protection equipment, the face masks, the gowns, the kinds of things the first responders in a health crisis are going to need. And so we're trying to deal with the health crisis. But, you know, you really can't deal with a longer-term fix to the economic damage that's been done until the health crisis has been contained, until it abates. So we have two very serious challenges here, and my hope and my expectation is that Congress will respond today, and that bill can then go to the president's desk for a signature so that bill becomes law. But I suspect, Brian, that this will maybe carry us through for a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks. We're going to have to be at this again because we're not seeing the containment that we need to see, and we should follow the advice of public health experts.
You mentioned at this again. I mean, how many more times can you really be at it again? And can you keep passing a similar bill, you know, every month or so?
Well, you're going to have to. I mean, the fact of the matter is that because of a public health crisis, people have been advised to stay home and to practice social distancing. That's the last thing you want relative to a growing economy. We have, as I said, an economy that's 70% consumption. It depends on people being out there and economically active. But because of the situation that we're in, we're discouraging people from doing just that. So I look at this as two phases. You're going to have to deal with a public health crisis. There may be more resources needed. The healthcare system in Buffalo and Western New York are doing the best they can to prepare for this. But, you know, we don't have enough beds. We don't have enough ventilators. We don't have enough of the personal protective equipment. So if we have to go back at this again, we will do it till we get through this pandemic and then on to rebuilding the American economy.
What in this bill do you think is most important for people in Western New York?
I think the hospital piece. It's $180 billion. Actually more in other parts of the bill, but there'll be a massive infusion of money going to the hospitals, and they are the first responders in this public health crisis. We need them very badly. We need the leadership of the healthcare community in Buffalo and Western New York, who are coming together, they're working together. The incredible work of doctors and nurses and clerical workers and those who are necessary to keep a healthcare system alive, that's first and foremost. So I've been watching that very, very closely, but also getting money into individual pockets. And the taxpayer piece of $75,000, the total is $301 billion. So it's $1,200 for everybody that's under $75,000 and $2,400 for couples that earn combined $150,000, and then $500 per child. So the hope is that they will find a way to spend it to create demand that will, you know, hopefully get our economy back to a growth mode, which it has been in for the past 10 years. And this was a shock to the system. But again, this doesn't get resolved economically until the public health crisis is abated.
The longer this goes on, though, it's going to be more and more difficult to just kind of flip that switch to have the economy get going again once we decide to, you know, for lack of a better term, reopen, right? I mean, the longer this goes on, more businesses just won't be able to survive.
Well, that's right. I mean, you know, keep in mind, consumer confidence is an important measure of the economy because we're all economic actors. If we're confident, we move. If we're not, we don't. We retreat. And, you know, it's going to take some time to get this economy moving. I think, you know, later on, after the public health crisis is abated, I think you can get to an infrastructure bill which will create demand and get this economy growing at 4 or 5%, which it hasn't grown to that extent since 2005. We've had growth at about 2, 2.5%. We need to see growth sustained consistently at the 4% or higher. And when that happens historically, you see that deficits go down, debt goes down. So I think more so than anything else, prior to the public health crisis, we have had a problem with growth. And if you look back at the New Deal era, that was done in two iterations between 1933 and 1939, we spent in today's dollars about $675 billion. But we also produced growth from that investment of more than 6% sustained over a long period of time. And that drew down the deficit, and it grew down the debt as well. So I think, you know, a robust response to this economically will create economic growth later on that will be hopefully unprecedented and help us, you know, get through this and get the economy of the country back in a positive trajectory.
You can see, I'm guessing you're seeing it firsthand in Washington, this push and pull between the economy and healthcare and whether or not we can address both at the same time.
Well, I think that keep in mind that the healthcare piece will have a stimulative impact as well. So that's a positive sign. I mean, more healthcare workers that are brought on, more healthcare workers that are working to support the public health response to this is going to be very, very important. Look, I think we're all Americans. And I think, you know, the bottom line here is that the partisanship has got to be set aside. We have to help get the country through this, the twin crises of public health, but also economic as well. And my hope is I am literally driving to Washington now. We hope to vote this morning. And again, this bill can get over to the president's desk for a signature to become law, and that money starts flowing to both individuals, to hospitals, to small businesses. I mean, it's critical to get them back to a point where they can, you know, help grow the economy because they're the job creators, and they employ a lot of people, who can't go to work right now because of the public health crisis. So we have to do both at the same time.
As tough as that is to do both at the same time, looking at there's, you know, a lot of excitement, I think, initially about every American getting that stimulus check or that stimulus direct deposit, $1,200. But looking at the bills people have, and we've heard it from people today speaking on WBEN and our Mike Baggerman, that the bills don't stop, and that's good enough to maybe get people through a month, and then it starts all over again.
Well, you're more optimistic than I am, because I don't think that this will get people through a month. I think it might be 2 weeks. And that's why I think that we could be back in voting on more stimulus, probably once, twice, maybe three times. But whatever it takes, that's what we're going to do, because that's what we have to do. This came upon us, and we have to deal with it. And this tests the nation. It tests the local government. It tests state governments. It tests the federal government. It tests our healthcare system. You know, we should have been investing more, going back decades, in the National Institutes of Health that does fundamental basic research on treatments. SARS was a coronavirus as well in 2002 and 2003. Why don't we have an effective treatment to deal with it? Why don't we have an effective vaccine to prevent it or to mitigate its onslaught? Because we haven't made the investments that are fundamental to developing those treatments, those therapies, the diagnostics. And I think the country will learn a great lesson having gone through this. As difficult as it is, we have to take the lessons that are learned from all of this and use them constructively to anticipate that these viruses, are a part of our lives now. Influenza back in 1918, it came in three waves: spring, fall, and then again in the winter. I don't know that this is seasonal. They're still doing research to make that determination. But if it is, we're going to be getting flu vaccines, but we're also going to be getting vaccines for coronavirus, if in fact the resources are there to come up with an effective vaccine to prevent, but also effective treatments to treat people who have the coronavirus and COVID-19.
Hey, quickly, before we let you go, do both sides of the aisle share that viewpoint that you're going to have to be back in just a couple of weeks to do this again?
I don't know, but I'm reading public health experts who are not as optimistic as some are about, this public health crisis being manageable, being controlled, being abated in a couple of weeks. I'm looking at the economic analysis. We had unemployment rates during the Great Depression of 20-25%. We're nearing 30% now, and it may go higher before it gets better. So I just think the reality of the situation will require people to look seriously at coming back and doing perhaps several iterations of a stimulus bill.
Brian, thank you. That's Congressman Brian Higgins joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.